The United Nations sounds the alarm for Darfur disaster. A ministry hunkers down. A Togo hospital ministry is in desperate need of personnel. And pigs bring a brighter outreach future to villages. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The United Nations says Sudan's genocide has now displaced well over a third of Darfur's population, and the violence is spilling into neighboring countries. Partners International works with Reverend Alexander, who shares his concerns.
Now, there's a lot of conflict in the Eastern Chad and Central Africa, and because of what's going on in Darfur, there's a lot of killing happening. For that reason, many organizations are stopped operating in different parts of Darfur. And I believe that's going to affect the ministry because most of those camps we are operating in, it's not safe.
Reverend Alexander says the outreach of the Africa Inland Church in Sudan built relationships that continue to grow.
By the time we get to the camp, we are so surprised by the spirit of welcoming from the Darfurians. Because they trust the church, since the conflict starts, the churches have been close there in the field. They have been helping them and they have been working with them.
Next, Book of Hope needs your prayers. The airing of the Godman film in India is approaching quickly. They ask you to join them in prayer between 5 a.m. and 7 a.m. U.S. Central Time Easter Sunday, which aligns with the primetime showing of the film in India. As the persecution in India increases, prayers are essential. Pray that many families will be brought to Christ after viewing the film and pray for boldness for those who are handing out the Book of Hope to children across the country. You're listening to Mission Network News. Togo's most recent statistics show that roughly a third of its population falls below the global poverty line. Association of Baptists for World Evangelism's Dr. Michael Gale says that plays a huge role in their work. Their hospital is based on missionary support in financial and physical capital. It's one resource they're finding a bit scarce.
We are down to just one part-time surgeon, one family physician, myself, and a physician assistant. We have a pediatrician that's coming back from furlough later on this year, but we're still in great need of short-term in-career general surgeons, OBGYNs, and primary care physicians.
Gale says medicine is an open door to the joy of their work.
With the hospital and the clinic, we had over 2,400 professions of faith last year, and we also have been blessed with two outreaches now. One is CHE, which is Community Health Evangelism, and another one is mobile medical clinics.
Next, Mission Aviation Fellowship is using water to reach hearts and plant churches in Mali, West Africa. MAF missionary Susan Weatherstone says they dig water wells as part of their non-government organization status. She says they just finished their first well of the season. It's done more than provide water.
Throughout the course of the dig, six people became Christians, and then toward the end, they did a large evangelism program and showed the Jesus film. They also have a film on AIDS. Another 40 people indicated that they wanted to follow Jesus.
That wasn't the end of God moving in the village, says Weatherstone.
There's some pastors in this area, and they set up a rotation so that they can visit this village and do follow-up. A pastor came and visited the village and preached. And at that time, another 17 committed their lives to Jesus.
And pigs can change the future of villagers in Indonesia. Far East Broadcasting Company is showing God's love by loaning villages two pigs each so the community can have a litter of their own. They simply have to give two piglets back to FEBC for another village. The program teaches residents how to raise pigs and therefore offers food, income, and a sense of self-sufficiency. One village was even able to send their children to school because of a similar project. If you'd like to donate to this outreach, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available First Calls reunion CD called Rejoice, featuring a cappella hymns, fresh arrangements making yesterday's favorites come alive for the next generation. Get your free CD by calling our resource line 1-800-995-4828 or get your First Call CD at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.